Good morning.
Going down.
My name is Greg McCann. I'm the pastor for youth and young adults here at Mitcham Baptist Church. I've met some of you before, but for many of you, this will be your first time hearing me. Today, Pastor Daniel has asked me to speak about ministry to our young people, to our youth, and to our children. And for me, this is a ministry very close to my heart, and at the moment, that is the core of my calling.
这个是在我来讲，这个是神父召我的，在我对这个非常有那个感受。
I've actually grown up here at Mitcham Baptist Church. I've been here since I was 12 years old.
我个人就在这里长大，我在这里十二岁就在这里参加那个侍奉。
Now, I am in this church because I'm a believer in Jesus. Because one of this church's outreach ministries, a group of young adults, came into my school to play games every week and to preach the gospel to us.
我在这个侍奉对我来讲是很重要，而且呢，从小开始我就有这个负担。在我读书的时候，每一个星期都有一群青年人到我这里来一块儿游戏。
And it's because of this ministry that I came into this church, that I came to love Jesus Christ, and that I became involved in ministry myself. So as a teenager, I came to Bible study every week. I came to youth group every week.
作为一个年轻人，我每一个星期都来这里，参加这里的青年人的聚会，参加那个读经。
And in this church, we were encouraged to build our own knowledge of the scripture and to build a faith that was ours.
在这个教会，我们鼓励每个年轻人在这里建立他们在对神的认识，还有对圣经的了解。
I was first given the privilege of preaching the word when I was 17.
在我17岁的时候，我就有机会讲道。
I was invited to serve as an intern here in the church for a year.
我在这个教会就做了一个导师。
And when I was 21, I took a position on church council and I was invited to join the staff when I was
25.
It was in this church that I was encouraged to grow, encouraged to serve, and I have been serving here in youth ministry for 12 years. I've also served as the chaplain of Malona Secondary College. And so I believe I'm called to serve Jesus Christ here in this church and in the whole community of Mitcham.
我可以肯定是神父召我在这里侍奉，还有对那个年轻人有一个承担。
And I believe absolutely that ministry to our youth and our children is very, very important.
我百分百的感觉跟那个年轻人传福音是非常重要的。
In Psalm 127, it tells us that children are a blessing.
在诗篇127章，127章，他就讲到那个儿女是一个福气。Do
we believe that?
我们都同意吗？
If you have children, do you feel that they make your life better?
如果你有孩子的话，你感觉到他们会令到你的生活更丰盛。
And do you want to see them come to know Jesus Christ?
你也希望他们能够来到认识那个主耶稣。
Yeah. This is why this ministry is important.
这个是为什么这个侍奉是那么重要。
In my personal Bible reading the other day, I found myself reading the first 8 chapters of the Book of Chronicles.
在我个人的读经的时候，在那个历代志一，Chronicle 1，first 8 of Chronicles 1. 在历代志上面。
And I found myself thinking, where is the action?
我就感觉到我有什么行动。
Where is the really good teaching?
最好的教训是怎么样?
But the first 8 chapters of 1 Chronicles
在那个历代之上的头八篇
are genealogies.
Genealogies. 教读。
And so for an hour, I'm reading the sons of Ham, the sons of Cush, the sons of Rama.
他在里面谈到很多哪个人的儿子，哪个人的儿子，哪个人的儿子。
And I was praying, why, Lord? Why am I reading this?
我就祷告的时候，我就问神，为什么你要？为什么我读这个圣经有什么意思？
I was thinking, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through this reading?
我就问神在这里，希望我学到什么东西？
And just after I finished reading, the Lord spoke to me.
就当我祷告完了，神就跟我讲。
He said these genealogies are about fathers and sons.
神就说这个家谱是就是关于这个父亲和孩子。
Sometimes they're about mothers and daughters.
有时候是母亲和女儿。
This is the story of how family is important.
这个就是关于一个为什么家庭在圣经里面那么重要。
35 chapters of the Bible deal with genealogies.
在圣经里面有35遍是谈到那个家谱的。
It's not just a small amount or an isolated part.
它不是一个单独的。
And this isn't about who belongs where.
他就谈到那个谁是属于谁的。
We know that Moses belonged to the tribe of the Levites.
我们知道那个摩西是属于那个内利族的。
That David belonged to the tribe of Judah.
那个大卫是属于那个犹大族。
And that Gideon belonged to the tribe of Benjamin.
那个自甸是属于那个班尔族的。
But the genealogies tell us so much more.
但是那个家谱就告诉我们更多更多。
That each and every father and son is important.
在每一个圣经里面，每一个父亲和他的孩子，儿子都是很重要。
Each and every generation is worth noting in the Bible.
每一代都是很，对，在那个圣经里面都是非占了一个很重要的地位。
Because it is in family, in passing from one generation to another.
就是从一代传到另下一代。
From father to son and mother to daughter.
从那个父亲到儿子，从那个母亲到那个女儿。
That God allows His story to continue.
神都让他的事情一直在延续下去。
And in youth ministry, it is family and parents that are the most important in raising good Christian children.
在我们的青年的施工里面，我们就知道，父母亲跟孩子他们的关系是那么重要。
As a youth leader, we see the children for 1 or 2 hours a week.
作为那个青年的导师，我们每个星期才能跟那个年轻人见面一两次。
But the mother and father may influence every single day.
但是父母亲对他们的影响是每一天的。
So will you turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 11?
所以我们回到那个今天的经文，生命记。
And please, if you can, get your Bibles out.
第十一遍，如果你有圣经的，你可以翻开。 生命记是11遍。
This is the Lord's word.
这是神的话。
And this is revelation. This is His sword.
这个是神的剑，是神给我们的启示。
And so the best way to learn is by reading it.
最好能够学习神的话的，就是靠读。
How will you know if I'm preaching the truth if you don't read it for yourself?
如果你自己没不读的话，你怎么知道我是把真理告诉你？
So Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记这11遍。
Verse 18 to 21. You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house, and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them, as long as the heavens are above the earth.
第生命记第十一篇的18到21节，就是在打在那个荧光幕上面，刚才也读了。
Teach the words of God to your children. The promise is clear that if we do this right,
我们要教训你们的儿女，这个应许就在里面。
Our days and the days of our children will be multiplied in the land that the Lord has promised us.
圣经就说，使你们和你们子孙的日子，在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许他们的地上得以增多，如天福地的日子那么多。
One of the greatest problems for faith today is that fathers are failing in their responsibility to pass the gospel to their children.
今天我们基督教的信仰出现的那个问题就是父亲。 就没有将圣经的真理告诉和他们的孩子。
We're all so busy now. Once upon a time, a family would spend the evening gathered in their home.
我们今天的越来越忙碌，以前来讲，我们每一天都跟小孩子在一起。
But now fathers and mothers work long hours, and when they come home, there are so many distractions, so many other things to do.
现在很多家庭的父母亲都在外面工作，回家的时候已经很累了，而且呢，回家呢还有很多其他的事情需要处理。
How many of you are also out of home in the evenings?
那我们就当中在座中间有多少是晚上也不在家的？
How much time are you spending with your children?
那我们能够花多少时间跟我们的孩子在一起了？
Because if you do not spend time with your children, if they do not learn from you,
就是说，如果你没有花时间在你孩子身上面，他们从你身上学不到什么东西。
Then where will they learn about life?
那他们从哪里能够学习到那个生命的重要？
When they're very young, we teach them so many things to speak and to walk and to use the toilet.
当他们年小的时候呢，我们教他们很多东西，他们走路啊，他们讲话啊，而且他们是上厕所。
But as they get older, we leave them by themselves so much.
但是他们长大以后，我们就任由他们自己来。
And now children have so many other places they may get information from.
现在而且呢，在今天呢，小孩子呢，他们在很多不同的渠道能够得到不同的那个资料。
And when I work with children here in the church and in the school,
我就跟小孩子在一起的时候，不管在这在那个教会或者学校
，I see the influences that they have.
我就看到对他们的叫小孩子的影响是多方面的了。
And they are learning so many wrong things.
而且呢，他们学到很多坏的东西。
Music and movies and television and the internet.
音乐、电影电视还有那个物联网
are all having a great influence on children and young people today.
对今天的孩子都有很大的影响。
And they spend so much time on their phone or on Facebook.
而且他们也花很多时间在他们的电话和还有那个 Facebook 上面。
And they communicate more with their friends than they do with their parents.
他们就跟他们的朋友沟通比跟父母亲沟通的时间更多。
And often I worry about the influence that it has on them.
经常我就担心他们的朋友对他们有什么影响。
In the paper this week,
在这个星期的报纸里面
there is a story about children learning to say swear words, to curse.
就谈到那个孩子他们学怎么样用那个庄严。
It says that 48% have learned it at school and 31% from TV.
就是说呢，有他们的庄严是48%从电视。从那个电视，还有呢，31%是从那个互联网。
This is what they're learning from the influences that are not their parents.
他们这个是他们从影响他们的各种的渠道学到的，不是从他父母亲身上面学到的。
So I want to tell you, if you are a parent, do not leave the raising of your children up to their school.
我就很慎重的建议大家。教育那个孩子不单只是学校的事
or up to their friends or up to the internet
也不是单靠他们的那个朋友也不是单靠那个互联网
as a parent children are a blessing
作为那个父母亲我们要了解到孩子是一个祝福
but they are also a responsibility
但是对父母亲来讲也是一个责任
and you need to be the biggest influence in their life
你是要成为他们身上面最大的影响的一个渠道
Bigger than TV, bigger than Facebook, mom and dad number one.
要比那个电视，要比那个 Facebook 更大，父母亲应该是首位。
In the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 3.
在那个圣经里面，提摩太前书。
And Titus chapter 1.
还有那个提多书第一章。
Both list the requirements for a person to be in church leadership.
都有提到那个作为教会的领导应该有的那个素质。
They state that to be in leadership, his children must be believers.
他说，作为教会的领导，教会的领导的孩子，他们一定要是相信那个耶稣的。
Not open to charges of debauchery and insubordination.
也不需不需要那个影响到不需要那个在那个不当的事情上面受到影响。
It says the leader must manage his household and children well.
教会的领导应该要对他们的家庭呢有一个好的管教。
Because if he does not know how to manage his household,
如果他们不能管教自己的家人
how will he care for God's church?
他们怎么能够处理教会的事？
So did you know that if a leader cannot manage his children, does not love his family, does not give them time, then he is not fit to lead the church?
作为一个教会的领导，如果他们不能够好好的管教他们的孩子，不能够处理他们家庭的事，他们就根本没有担当那个教会领导的这个素质。
God places husbands and wives and children before the church.
神把那个孩子、父还有他家庭在教会在前面。
What good is it if you gain eternity if you leave your children behind?
就是说，如果你自己得到永生，但是你的小孩子就没有得到的话，那有什么好处？
This morning in church, we saw a family promise to raise their 4 young boys to know the word of Jesus.
今天在教会里面，我们看到一个家庭，他们的那个父母亲都承对他们养育他们的下一代的四个小孩子都有一个承担。
And we heard them say the passage. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me."
就是说。他我们也听到一个叫圣经，就是说让孩子到我前面来。
And so when I work with young people, I see some generation that don't necessarily know that they can come to Jesus.
在我的青年人的施工里面，我看到很多年轻人没有机会到耶稣前面来。
I see them ignored and undirected.
我也看见他们受那个父母亲说服了。
I see parents neglecting their role.
我也看到那个父母亲没有尽他们的责任。
Not just in unchristian homes, but in Christian homes.
不单只是在非基督的家庭，在基督徒的家庭也有出现。
Sometimes even the Christian homes are worse.
有时候基督的家庭更差劲。
Because we're so busy doing things in the life of the church that we're not at home with our children.
有时候我们那个父母亲在教会里面花的时间比在家里花的时间更多。
Are we concerned about our children growing up to know the Lord?
我们非常担心在这一群小孩子在神里面长大的情况。
Are we?
我们担心吗？
Yeah. Deuteronomy 11:19. It says we should talk about them when we sit at home.
在申命记十一章的十九节。
When we walk along the road.
我无论坐在家里，行在路上。
When we lie down.
躺下。
And when we get up.
起来。
Here's what it's saying, that if we are a parent,
就是这里在讲，就是如果我们作为父母亲,
then it's our responsibility to grow a love of the Lord in our children.
就是说我们要教导我们的小孩子去爱主耶稣，爱我们的主。
We need to show them not just to obey the Lord. It says we need to write the words on our heart.
我们要教训他们不单只是看，也是要把神的话要存在我们的心里面。
So step one,
第一步,
you must love the Lord yourself.
你自己一定要爱主,
not just obey, but live for Him.
不单只是那个遵守，而且呢，在我们要神里面再住下来。
And then step two.
第二步,
demonstrate it, model it, teach it to the children.
我们要作为我们的孩子的那个模范。
When you are sitting in the home,
我们在家里的时候,
which means first you need to be sitting in the home.
第一, 我们一定要在家里。
You need to spend time at home with your children.
我们一定在家里花时间跟小孩子在一起。
It says when you are walking, by the way,
他也就讲在你走路的时候,
which means we need to share the journey with our children.
就是说我们要跟小孩子长大的过程里面,
we need to show them the way to go.
我们要给他们一个模范。
It says when you lie down and when you rise.
他说我无论你在路上躺下起来。
That means the last thing at night and the first thing in the morning, you need to show them that you love the Lord.
就是说一早起来到晚上睡觉的时候，你要亲自的告诉小孩子，你要爱主。
And we need to teach that to them.
我们要教导他们。
We need to be teaching them and praying with them.
我们要教导他们，同时应该跟他们一块祈祷。
And we need to be discussing with them.
我们一定要跟他讨论。
Because for us as adults, one thing may be easy to understand.
对我们来讲，作为成年人来讲，有时候有的事情可能还比较容易了解。
But as children, do they yet understand?
但是小孩子不可能不一样。
So we need to talk with them about what they know about the Lord.
所以我们要跟他们讨论他们对神的认识有多少。
Have discussions, hear from them what they know.
也听听他们讲他们对神的认识有多少。
This is how parents can influence children.
这个是父母亲怎么能够影响他们的下一代。
Now in ministry to children and youth,
那当我像那个青年人和小孩子侍奉的时候,
the church also has a role.
在教会当然有它的角色。
We absolutely should be helping everyone out with this.
我们需要帮助每一个。
And this is what my role at the church is.
这个就是我在教会的角色。
I organize Bible teaching classes just like those that taught me when I was young.
我就在教会我就负责安排研经的那个聚会。
I train leaders just like those who led me when I was young.
我就培训领袖。
We want to teach the children and to disciple them.
我们要教导小孩子，也要当他们成为那个门徒。
And we want to give them opportunities to serve the Lord, to use their gifts.
我们也把那个给那个小孩子有机会利用神给他们的恩赐。
Sometimes we wait so long for them to be allowed to serve and lead.
有时候我们等得太时间太长了。
But did you see the team that were doing the songs and the dancing? They were so young.
但是你刚才看到我们刚才的那个青年人的舞蹈和歌唱歌，他们的年纪是非常年纪很轻。
They're young, but they love the Lord.
他们年纪轻，但是他们很爱主。
And they have gifts to offer.
他们有他们的恩赐可以来侍奉。
God through His Spirit has empowered them for ministry.
神透过他的灵去协助他们。
And when that team of young people goes to Queensland,
当这一群年轻人到昆士兰省的时候，
they will reach people for the Lord.
他们会接触到很多人，而且跟他们传福音。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because the Spirit is powerful.
因为圣灵是非常有力的。
And we will be praying for them.
我们同时间也为他们祷告。
And so I want to encourage you, we should never neglect the abilities given to the youth in our church.
我就慎重的告诉大家不要轻看年轻人。
But we should give them the opportunity to grow.
我们要给他们机会去成长。
We should be understanding when they fail.
我们要了解为什么他们会失败。
And encourage them.
同时间要鼓励他们。
When a child is learning to walk,
当一个小孩子学习走路的时候，
if it falls down,
如果他跌倒，
then we encourage it to get up and try again.
鼓励他重新的起来再走。
Young people will make mistakes.
青年人他们会犯错。
But they will learn.
但是他同时间他们会学到。
And so the church has a role to encourage and help the parents.
所以教会有同时间要鼓励父母亲。
Just as we as a church promised to help that family this morning to raise their four boys.
就像今天早上我们整个教会去鼓励刚才的一对父母亲去养育他们的小孩子。
As a church, we should be helping the young people.
作为一个教会，我们同时间要协助我们的青年人。
Can I ask the leaders of the children's and youth ministry to stand, please?
我就请教会里面的负责青年人事工的那个领导站起来。
They're all upstairs?
他们都在外面。
Okay.
好。
Do you know who the leaders of the children's and youth ministry are?
但是你们知道在教会里面的负责青年人事工的导师吗？
Because as a church, you should be supporting and encouraging and praying for them.
作为一个教会，我们要为这个青年事工的导师祷告。
Their work is very important.
他们的工作是很重要的。
The children now,
现在的小孩子，
are the leaders of the future.
就是教会人未来的领袖。
They may be upstairs, pastors and missionaries.
他们可能是在上面，他们也成为我们的传道人，也说我们的孙教授。
Who are still young.
现在还是年纪轻。
I would never have become a pastor if I did not have leaders who believed in me, even when I was 17.
如果我没有机会尝试的话，我今天就不会当为这个教会的那个青年的导师。
And very much a troublemaker.
当时我也是个做了很多错事的。
I had leaders who saw that God was at work in my life.
但是我看到神在我生命里面动工。
They spent time with me.
教会的领袖跟我在一起，花时间跟我在一起。
They taught me and they prayed with me.
他们教导我，他们为我祈祷。
And they taught me to love the Lord.
他们也教导我去爱神。
I talked about the importance of fathers and sons in family.
我刚才谈到那个父亲跟儿子的那个关系。
My father didn't teach me to love the Lord.
我爸爸没有教导我去爱神。
And for much of my life, that was hard because I did not have a father who was a spiritual leader.
在我的一生里面，这个是比较困难的，因为我没有父亲做我的模范。
And this made me sad when I hear in the Bible that God passes from fathers to sons.
所以当我读到圣经里面说父亲就在神里面教导他的孩子的时候，我就有时候感觉很失望。
And so I thought I was Greg, son of Bruce the mechanic.
我就是有时候我想我是 Greg, 我的爸爸是一个机械工程师。
But I found out my father's father, my grandfather, died when my father was 15.
但是我后来发现，原来我的祖父，就是我父亲十五岁的时候就去世了。
And so I never knew my grandfather.
所以我就一直都没有认识我的祖父。
But I found out that my grandfather was the head elder of a church.
后来我发现，我的祖父原来是教会的长老的领袖。
He was a preacher.
他也是一个传道人。
And so I'm Greg, son of Bruce, son of Horace, the preacher.
所以 Greg, 我是 Greg, 我是那个。一个机械师的那个孩子也是一个Bruce 是我的祖父是个传道人
And so for me I found out my father's father my father didn't love the Lord because he felt that the church was to blame for his father's death
我就发现原来我父亲为什么没有教导我呢 就因为他就对教会对他的祖父的那个去世就非常的失望。
He carried a hardness in his heart.
他在心里面也还有一道那个失望感。
So when these young adults came to my school and taught me about Jesus.
所以当这一群那个年轻人到我的学校跟我讲耶稣的事。
They became my spiritual fathers.
他们就变成我灵里面的父亲。
And like Paul treated Timothy as a son.
就像那个保罗对待那个提摩太一样。
These people helped me to love the Lord.
这一群那个导师就帮我去认识神。
So as a church, we can all help every parent to teach their children to love Jesus.
所以这个教会我们每一个都有一个责任去协助那个父母亲教导他们的孩子。
So I encourage you to make the youth ministry so important.
我就鼓励大家注重那个青年的施工。
Know the leaders, encourage them, ask them how their lessons are going.
你要去认识我们的青年的导师，去了解他们和为他们祈祷。
If you are a parent,
如果你是父母亲，
then this is especially important for you.
这个对你是特别重要。
These leaders are helping you to raise your children.
这一群的青年的导师是帮助你去教养你的孩子。
Do you know what's being taught upstairs this morning?
你知道今天早上在上面他们教导什么东西吗？
You should find out.
你应该去了解。
You on the way home, as you travel, you should talk about the Lord, like the passage says.
在回家的路途上，你要跟小孩子去讲那个关于神的事。
Ask them what they learned this morning and encourage them.
今天早上学到什么东西？
And pray with them.
为他们祷告。
Good children's and youth leaders are the greatest asset of a parent.
好的青年的领袖，还有好的孩子，是父母亲最好的财产。
It is not the other way around.
反过来就不行了。
And most of all, encourage the young people of this church.
最重要就是鼓励这个教会里面的年轻人。
David was a boy when he became king, when he defeated Goliath.
大卫打败哥利亚的时候，他的年纪很小。
Josiah was 8 when he became king.
那约书亚当王帝的时候，他的年纪还是很轻。
Jesus was 11 when he taught with wisdom in the temple.
耶稣在那个会堂里面教训人的时候，他才是11岁。
And so I want to encourage you to let your children do what they have the potential to do.
我鼓励大家让你们的孩子年轻人去尝试等他们发挥他们的潜能。
Encourage them in their heart for worship.
鼓励他们有一个敬拜的心。
Encourage them to read the Bible and learn it for themselves.
鼓励他们去读圣经，去积极去寻找神的道。
Encourage them to use the word of God to reach others.
鼓励他们透过神的话语去接触其他的人。
And encourage them to learn the power of prayer.
鼓励他们尝试那个祷告的力量。
I have seen children and youth used in mighty ways.
我看到神怎么在教会里面用那个年轻人做大事。
I've seen people give their lives to the Lord because of the testimony of a 15-year-old.
我就看到很多人把他们的生命交给神，就是因为透过一个15岁的青年人的那个见证。
And these things happen all the time.
这一类的事情经常的发生。
Don't allow your children to wait to learn about the Lord.
不要等待你的小孩子去慢慢的去寻找神。
But raise them up now.
现在就要帮助他们。
Send them out.
把他们派出去。
And as parents,
作为父母亲，
as elders in the community,
作为我在那个社区里面的一个领袖，
and as leaders, help them along the way.
都有一群人领袖青年的导师去帮他们。
This is the future of God's kingdom.
这个是神的国度的未来。
Children are a blessing.
孩子是一个祝福。
And they're a privilege.
也是我们的一个力量。
And they're a responsibility that we must take very seriously before the Lord.
这个责任我们一定要很慎重的处理。
Let's pray together.
我们一块祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
You tell us in your word, the Bible,
你在圣经里面告诉我们,
of fathers and sons and mothers and daughters,
关于那个父亲和男孩子和母亲和女儿。
Lord, I pray today for the fathers of this congregation,
天父, 我为我们教会里面的父亲祷告,
to have love and patience for their children,
给孩子有爱心, 有忍耐。
To be skilled in teaching them,
给他, 给父母亲有一个培训去教训他们的小孩子
and to have time to spend with them and know them
也给他们小孩子有时间
Lord I pray for the mothers and daughters
天父我也为那个母亲和女儿祷告
that the mothers can share and teach
那个母亲能够跟小孩跟女儿分享和教导
that they can raise their daughters to love the Lord Jesus
教导的女儿能够去爱主爱耶稣
Lord, I pray for the youth and children of this church.
天父，我也为我们的教会的青年的导师祷告。
That they have the courage to pursue their own faith, Lord.
他们有那个能力去走他们一条路。
That because of good parents and good leaders and good elders in the church.
就由于有好的父母亲，有好的青年的导师，有好的长老。
That they will write your word on their own heart.
我们的青年人就能够把神的话放在他们的心里面。
And that they will grow to be members of your kingdom.
他们就成为神国度里面的一个子民。
Father, I pray this.
天父，我祷告。
Because we want to see your glory here on earth.
我们希望看到你神的荣耀在地上彰显。
Lord, I want to see parents and families and the church be a greater influence than the internet or Facebook or friends at school.
我们希望神的话，父母亲的教导和教会的培训，就在小孩子身上面的影响，要比我们的物联网，要比那个电视，要比那个电影更重要。
And we pray in your power of your spirit that this can happen.
我们就祷告，透过你的话语，你的能力，这个事情可以出现。
Lord, I pray that your kingdom will be the one that reigns on this earth.
我们祷告就是你的国度在这个地上面是得荣耀。
And that you will bind Satan's influence over our children and our young people.
你就把撒旦在我们孩子的身上面的影响降低。
I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们以上的祷告。
Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名字。Amen.
Thank you.